What does Colgate mean by live life to the brightest? Could it be a rich glass of red sipped inside a Parisian cafe on a snowy night when my gaze is met by a tall, mysterious... I mean, brushing is directed with Colgate Optic White Pro Series Toothpaste gives you a visibly whiter smile in just 3 days, so you can live life to the brightest and finish that glass without worrying about teeth stains. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Welcome back, everyone, to Talking It Out with Bachelor Nation. We have a very special episode today. We have Bachelor alum Susie Evans here to talk all things fake cheating scandal. You know, Clayton was accused of a lot of stuff lately, and we just want to break everything down with her. Mike, how much do you want to get into this interview?
I want to get to know her mindset, her thoughts, everything that took place. I want to get to know who Susie is. We have yet to have her on Talking It Out. So, you know, here on Talking It Out, that's exactly what we like to do. She's happy with her fiance, Clayton. I know Clayton's happy as well. And this is just a terrible situation that they've been thrust into. They're just trying to experience love in such a beginning stages. And to take place like this, for things like this to take place, I just want to get to know her thoughts on it.
And it's just so tough, them starting a relationship, you know, so fresh. And they're actually on a road trip right now, so we want to find out all about their road trip and see how everything's going. But first, you know how we do, man. We got to get into our hot takes. And Mike, you're in Colombia, so I don't think you've heard the news lately, but there were some Instagram posts that I saw the other day about Kim Kardashian has hired lawyers to prevent Ray J from releasing quote unquote very intimate sex tapes. Not the original. He has more tapes of them engaging in sexual activity.
06 or something when they initially had these tapes?
Listen. What? First of all, who knew there were more tapes? Nobody knew there were more tapes.
Who keeps tapes for that long? Well, I mean, if it is,
somebody that's very calculated, that's for damn sure. Because that, yes, 20 years, like we're talking up like close to 20 years. I don't even know. Don't quote me on that, but
no, it's definitely been over a decade.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the first tape basically launched the career of Kim Kardashian, and this dude has held on to these tapes for so many years now, waiting for that.
How is this even becoming a thing? Like, how does she know that he has more tapes? Has he been on Instagram? Has he been on social media like taunting? Didn't Kanye have a cry on social media where he was like, I got the tapes for you. I flew to Ray J's house and I bought the tape for you. I got the tape for you. Wasn't that a thing as well?
I don't know the whole background, man, but I know Kanye was involved. He somehow mentioned it. But now, I mean, it's obviously serious because she has hired attorneys, and it's crazy that she's actually an attorney herself, right? She passed the bar, bar, or whatever it's called. And this man has been waiting for the perfect moment. And to be honest, like if you really look at it, this is the perfect moment. I mean, her marriage to Kanye, the divorce, I don't even know if they're still together. They're still married, technically.
They're officially divorced.
Okay.
I think so.
Kanye and all his antics. And then they're basically being photographed at every single waking moment now that she's with her new BF, Skeet Davidson, right? I mean, they're everywhere. And I mean, it's the buzz has been ratcheted up a lot with her lately.
Which is hard to say when it comes to the Kardashians. So
yeah, exactly. I mean, she's already everywhere, and it's just been
Kris Jenner is
taking up a notch.
They need to create an award for Kris Jenner. Relations 101 class at Harvard University.
They say about the Bachelor producers, the devil works hard with Bachelor producers. Kris Jenner works hard as shit too. Okay.
Kris Jenner is like in a league of her own. There's no one is better. She's the Michael Jordan of PR.
Seriously.
She's the Serena Williams of PR.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So here's my hot take. Like, I just personally think that there's no way in hell that this second or third or fourth tape doesn't get out. Like, now that the masses know about it, like, there's like an insatiable appetite, and I think it's getting out. I don't think 1,000 lawyers can prevent that. I get it from her perspective, in that she's, you know, she was at one place in her life at that time, and now, but now she's a mogul, right? So
yeah, now she has way more money. Now she has way more connections. She can get the number one lawyer.
Correct, correct. And I think I understand why she sees it. Okay, like, that launched my brand back then, but that's over and done with. That was in the past. Like,
well,
I gotta.
Well, so you wait, Brian. I got you. You're looking at it from like a male perspective, right? This is a mother. You know, this.
Oh,
is
no, no.
A,
listen, I
you know,
get
she's
it.
Looking at it. Yeah, that's how she's taking it. She's
perfect,
not looking at it as
perfect
a
world. Career. Perfect world. If you could stop it, if you could hire these attorneys to stop it from ever getting out whatsoever, more power to you. I condone that. Right.
Well,
I just don't think
against,
it's possible.
There's laws on this now. It's like revenge porn. I believe that's the correct terminology.
Yeah.
So there's laws against this in certain states. I don't know if it's in California, but I agree with you. It's still going to get out. It's just what I feel Ray J is going to do is ensure it cannot come back to him.
Oh, no, exactly. Like, somehow, some way, someone is going to leak this, right? It's like Ray J is going to be like, it wasn't me. I have it. You know, yeah. My lawyers and their lawyers told me not to do shit, but I don't know, man. It's like, what do you do? If you know that it's going to get out, do you try to take advantage of it like the first one was taken advantage of? Or
of course he's going to take advantage of it. He's Ray J. He ain't hot right now.
No, I'm talking about her. Like, if she knows that somehow, some way, huh?
She's on a different level.
She is. She is. But.
But Kris Jenner.
I mean, listen, that thing, that tape. I mean, let's be real. That tape would obliterate all pornographic film sales of all time. Am I right or am I wrong?
Hey, my tape's not out there. I'm playing.
Okay, Big Mike Johnson.
I'm playing.
I'm just saying, I just think the appetite of the masses is so, like, now that they know, like, it's a billion, multi-billion dollar industry. Like, somebody's going to want to get their hands on that. You know what I'm saying?
And
wow, it's like,
didn't that Tommy and Pamela TV show just come out as well?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, super popular.
This is some PR. I don't even want to say a positive word, right? Because at the end of the day, this is going against someone's will.
And it, I mean,
which is the truth.
So does Ray J be like, okay, yeah, I'll keep it under wraps. Like, give me $50 million. Like, I don't know, something to keep quiet.
Bro, on the other side of that, I see it as Ray J a punk for that.
Yeah.
Like, bro, any woman that I've been with in my past, I don't, and I can speak of this from fact.
I agree.
I do not care if she becomes Kim K and or bigger, and I'm like, that's a punk move to me, bro.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's like, bro, yeah. If anything, you can say, yeah, everyone knows that you were with her. Cool, be done with it. That's a punk move, homie. Like, if he was my homie, I'd be like, bro, why are you doing that? Like,
and especially after.
You bitched yourself.
Especially after, what, 20 years? Like,
yeah,
so
like,
that,
bro,
that,
come on.
So
like,
dude has been calculated.
Clout chasing to a next level.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So it's like, okay, let me wait for the, when is the absolute peak of her fame? Now, granted, she's been, like we said, she's been famous and in the limelight for so many years now with her TV show or her lines, all the businesses she has, but wow.
Scandals, marriages. I don't think, I honestly don't even feel like Kim K's at her biggest right now.
Yeah, I mean, they're Kris just continue. It's an empire. It's an empire that just continues to grow.
I love him. I have no shade to him at all.
I don't know, man. That's my thought. I just think that somehow, some way, it's going to come out. Like, do they try to prevent it as much as they can, and just when it comes out, it comes out? Or do they try to take advantage of it? I don't know what the answer is, but it's crazy. That's all I can say.
It's crazy. I'm just say, Kim, baby, I'm here for you.
No, and it's just, I mean, she's in a relationship. She seems happy, you know, for the first time in a while, right? And it's like, now this type of bullshit has to come out. It's, I guess we'll wait and see what happens.
Yeah, that's Ray J. He'll punk for that one.
Yeah.
But, bro.
So, Mike, I actually want to. Let's move on to your hot take. And actually, your hot take, I actually want to hear from you in the sense that I want to pose this question to you. We're obviously bringing on Susie. Yeah. I believe Clayton's going to be with her as well. You know, we're going to talk all about this whole cheating scandal that went down, or the fake cheating scandal, as it's been now seen to be. The difficulties of being in the limelight, like you being a single man, or as we see with Susie and Clayton, in a relationship, it can happen to anybody. But you being a public figure, you being in the limelight, like how do you feel about being single and dating when there's people out there like this person that we're going to speak about in a minute, you know, essentially clout chasing, seeking attention by posting and blasting this all over the media, all over social media to try to go viral? Like, how do you feel about a woman possibly doing that to you or other things? You know what I'm saying? Like, we could talk about all different scenarios that could happen, but how do you feel about it?
Yeah, I think that this question has multiple tentacles. You can go down so many different ways with this one, rabbit holes with this one. To me specifically, there's two trains of thought. One, date a woman that has something to lose as well. Right?
Love that.
But then the other train of thought is, and I hate to say it because it's so much BS, which is just know the person that you're with. And I call it BS because you never could really know. For me, I ain't been in America in 7 months. I've been trying to learn Spanish over here in Mexico and Colombia. But when I'm back home in the States, I was telling somebody the other day at a wedding I went to, one, I vowed not to go to a wedding again unless I'm in a relationship. And then two, I think I'm personally going to become, I may go celibate until I get into a relationship. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah, man. Look, man, I got gray hair on my chin, gray hair on my forehead.
So what is it? What is it going to take? Like, what kind of woman are we talking about here? That's going
to we can get to that, you know, when we FaceTime later. But this is about Susie and the situation. And so I think the bigger thing is we cannot believe off rip everything that we see on the internet. Like, it's not just because you put it on TikTok does not make it factual. I think that we have this concept of, oh my God, someone uploaded this, it must be real, especially when it's something that is sensational.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Extreme. When it's sensational, we just gravitate towards that. If it's something negative to do with somebody from Bachelor Nation, especially someone that's extremely prominent, like the lead, we're going to gravitate towards it. Like, it's our human nature, and I absolutely hate that. Denzel gave a really awesome quote that I'm going to butcher, but he basically was talking to somebody. He was saying, now we live in a day and age of the newspapers can't get the information out and do their research because we want everything rapid, and we want it quickly. We want it now. And the issue with having things quickly and having it now is that we've run with it.
Yeah. No, and it seems like instead of innocent until proven guilty, it's like you're guilty until proven innocent. So here you have Clayton and Susie having to come out with all this evidence after the fact to kind of prove that it wasn't him. And it's sad. You know what I'm saying? It's like, dude was halfway around the country and
living his best life with his lady.
Yeah. Yeah. He was in Arizona. This happened in New York, supposedly. It's like, he wasn't even there. He's playing basketball. He was FaceTiming with Susie. So
I don't even think it's the saying is innocent until proven guilty, and then we've added in the past, now people have been guilty until proven innocent. Yeah. I feel a lot of times you're guilty just by having those words associated to you and or that story associated to you. Even once you've proven your innocence, people still have this lingering like attitude towards someone that, especially a man, when it comes to how he's treated a woman, and that's just sad.
Yeah.
And I, for all the listeners, men, my gender, we can be better.
Yeah.
100%. I'm not saying we're great. When I'm dating, obviously in the States normally, and I will tell the girl that I'm dating, hey, if you go to the bathrooms, it's probably going to be some girls that come running over to me. And I let her know that if I think it's going to happen that day or not, right? Just let her know. I try to say as much as I possibly can, right? To let that young lady know what could possibly happen.
Yeah.
And I think also it goes to knowing your person. I think specifically being to Susie knows her man.
Yeah. Yeah.
She knows Clayton. And that's also a hard one to say because people lie. You know, it's just a hard situation out there, man.
I'm just like thinking for you, man. It's like you meet a girl and obviously you mentioned knowing the person you're with, right? But you just met somebody, you know, you guys have, you know, interactions, you know, intimate interactions. And it's like, it's he said, she said, you know what I'm saying? What if she says something about you that you, you know, inappropriately touched her or made an advance on her. And it's like, it was totally consensual. You know what I'm saying? You being in the limelight and they just want to gain clout.
That's the bad part. Because even if you didn't do it, you are still guilty because those words were said.
Yeah.
Not even guilty until proven innocent. We don't live in a day and age to where, oh, they proved this individual to be innocent. Let's completely take away all those
damage has been done.
It's like, oh, yeah, the damage is completely done.
Yeah.
And I mean, it literally messes up people's careers and livelihoods and families and income. I mean, and happiness. Brian, I think I've spoken to you before about how I'm inappropriately touched way too many times. And one time is too many times. I'm harassed verbally and physically. And I'm not saying that like I'm some special person. I'm just saying in the sense of like, we are trying, and I say we as in humanity, some people are trying to be a better world. And yet and still some of the things that we're fighting so hard against, we're doing ourselves, you know? And so I just want to make sure that everyone knows out there, and everyone does know it. It's just like a reminder. Don't be doing no stupid shit. Don't be trying to mess up this individual's relationship just because he's popular.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That looks extremely bad upon you. And I was speaking to Ray J as well. That's such a bitch move, Ray J.
Yeah, it is a bitch move. I mean, especially all these years later.
Like, just because your glasses didn't work. I'm coming at Ray J now. Like, just because your glasses didn't work, your foldable glasses, don't mean you got to do something like this. I don't care how big the bag is. That doesn't look good upon you.
Yeah.
It just doesn't.
He must be hurting, man. He's definitely looking for a payday. I mean, there's no other way to look at it. Like, I mean, why else would you do this, right?
But I still, and I know we're talking about the Susie and Clayton situation. I still don't understand how this even came about. Like, was there some type of taunting that took place?
I don't know, man. I don't know if he had
because
the tapes
with the Clayton
in the vault
thing, it was his hand that was edited, which is just
I'm
wild.
Sorry, I'm like thinking Ray J. Yeah, Clayton. Yeah, I don't know. She apparently this guy catfished this person and was basically telling her that he was Clayton Eckerd. He was the bachelor that, you know, and she was convinced it was him. Like, she was basically saying that he was telling her facts about Clayton, his birthday, where he was from, which, I mean, isn't too
all
hard to.
Things.
Yeah, all, really? all things that really? Could be Googled. So it's not like that really? Impressive. But apparently these quote unquote facts that he mentioned about himself were so convincing.
See, to me, all I think about is a dude in that situation. Like, bro, you are such a lame for that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You are so lame. If she messaged Susie and then did the TikTok, she still want the clout.
Oh, no, no, for sure. It's like, you know, the correct thing, if she really cared about her fellow woman, is just tell Susie privately and just handle everything privately. But you clearly went on TikTok to go viral, right? I mean, absolutely. She's done it before. She's done random things, and she's had videos that have had millions of followers, millions of views, and she saw an opportunity to do it again. And, you know, she could paint it however she wants, but I mean, it was definitely clout chasing in my eyes. But
is there a word for moral opportunities? Can you be a morally opportunistic? Is that like a term?
Morally opportunistic.
Morally opportunistic. It needs to be a term because there's nothing wrong with taking opportunities, but like, just be moral about it, bro.
Yeah, that's
it.
Yeah.
But regardless, numbers don't lie, but in this case, facts don't lie. And
exactly.
I want to hear directly from Susie, get to say hi to her. She does look like my bachelorette, Hannah Brown, so I definitely want to see her, you know, on a lighter note, and just hear directly from Susie and possibly Clayton as well. So Susie, let's talk it out.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, What is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Road tripping, I love to see it, but we need to get to caught up to speed here. Like, with all this madness that's been going on, the internet is an absolutely crazy place. Can you just basically catch us up on everything that's been going on with this whole cheating scandal, fake cheating scandal?
Yeah, it was crazy. So it's actually brought us to navigate a lot of just new territory conversations in general. But I was working a wedding. I'm a videographer. I was in California working, and I just finished filming the ceremony of a wedding, and I get all these tags and notifications to my phone. I open a couple and I see this video, and everyone's like speculating, oh, it's Clayton and Susie. And there's a TikToker who made a video saying that the most recent bachelor, who's, you know, with his girl still, she hooked up with him the night before, and she's like, I feel so bad for the girl. And I'm like, well, I know it's not Clayton. Like, in my mind, I'm like, well, obviously not. Like, I just know. And then she's like, but I messaged the girl, and I was like, let me go to this girl's page. I click my messages, and I've got a message from her. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like, there is no way. Of course, in that moment, my stomach like dropped, because I was just like, what? Like, I just couldn't have even like fathomed Clayton, of all people. Like, I just genuinely have so much trust in him as a good human being before anything else. And then I see a text from him, and he's like, oh my gosh, there's people speculating online. Like, this is crazy. And we FaceTime immediately. And I was like, and he's in his brother's apartment in Arizona. This is like the day after, supposedly, that she was with him, like not even 24 hours after she's saying she was with him. And I continue about my night. I immediately feel better. But of course, you get that initial like just shock, because like, who would make that up? Like, it's the weirdest thing to me that somebody would go into my DMs, and not only that, but like post a public video. So the public video thing made it seem like way weirder. And I was with my like one of my employers and a good friend of mine, he's my trainer as well. And immediately he was right there with me, and he's like, it's fake. He's like, there's a TikTok. This is not real. Like, there's no way this is real. And I was like, yeah, I don't think so. Clayton and I FaceTimed. I felt better, went about my night. We weren't going to address it, because we were like, obviously this is for clout. But then for me, I saw people like questioning Clayton, and Clayton did kind of come out and like share his location with the public, because he's like, y'all, I've been in Arizona for several days now. This is just like crazy. And then I was like, okay. I cleared it with Clayton first, but I was like, I want to post something because I trust you. I know, like, you know, we know this isn't real, but like, for everyone speculating, like, I personally, I'm like, Clayton just can't catch a break. Like, he's gotten so much criticism, and, you know, he's just faced a lot, I feel like, and this is not okay. It's like slander of his name is how I felt. So I was like, well, I'm going to come out and say something, because Clayton can share his location and share that information, but like, there's more than just his location. Like, there's like, I was talking to him while he was in Arizona, an hour before this girl said that she was with him in New York City. So I'm like, there's no way he could be there in that amount of time.
It's 100% slander of Clayton's name, of y'all's relationship. I like how you said, though, that it made y'all ask a lot of questions with each other. What were some of those? Yeah.
So, I mean, I've been cheated on before, and actually, I found out through a DM. A girl messaged me on a DM. Yeah.
Wow.
So, which, like, that's, for me, I'm like, that's girl power, you know? Like, that's like, hey, I didn't know this situation, but here's the reality. And like, I respect a woman for like having the guts to do that. So getting that DM, like, as much as I thought, like, there's just no way, I told the girl, and I was like, I respect it. Like, if you believe this to be true, like, I respect the fact that you think you're doing the right thing, but why would you post a TikTok about this? Why would you, like, that immediately is like a red flag, as far as like, you know, didn't even give me really time to respond to the message that she sent me. She went ahead and like posted a TikTok an hour later.
Okay.
And
oh wow, that was the time frame of when,
about an hour later.
Oh, so she was coming for the clout.
So what was her, what were her exact words? Like, how did she tell you and then an hour later, just go ahead and post that?
She sent me this, like, a several paragraphs of, like, this is what happened. Like, basically, like, the details of what supposedly happened that night. And like, a screenshot or a picture of what was supposedly Clayton's phone, which was not his phone. It wasn't in his phone case. Like, it wasn't, it just wasn't real. But as of course, I'm, like, at this wedding, I didn't even see that it said New York City. So I just, like, got that stomach drop an initial feeling, but
which
then within, yeah, exactly. Like, cause who would lie about it? Like, it doesn't make any sense, but, pretty quickly I was like, okay, this is, like, super fishy. Like, what is going on? And, yeah, it did lead to conversations. Cause I mean, I think Clayton for a little bit thought, like, he was like, if I'm being honest, he was like, I think you're being a little too compassionate with this person, because I was like, you know, like, and I was being nice to her because at one point she started to freak out. She was like, I'm getting so much hate. Like, this is scary. Like, this is horrible. And I was like, well, you posted a public TikTok about ruining what you thought was an engagement and, like, a potential, like, marriage and stuff. And, but I also, like, I mean, I saw what Clayton went through with the show and with a lot of people, you know, criticizing him and sending him horrible messages. And we both agreed. We're like, okay, this is not, we don't want her to, like, go through trauma, even if she did make a really big mistake.
Beautiful. You haven't
said that.
Yeah. But yeah, I think it just led to conversations of, like, how do we navigate this in the future? Like, and also just, like, coming down to, like, pure trust, which we both really trust. I mean, I trust Clayton more than, like, any guy I've ever met. He's, like, just got the most, like, pure intentions and, like, genuine soul that I would never, ever, ever imagine this to happen. But just, like, yeah, brought up a lot of topics of conversation. How do we navigate this in the future if it's to happen? Like, how do you deal with a public relationship? Because today we came to this big realization that, like, the only times that we, like, fight or argue, it's never about, like, us. It's about the weird situations that we have been thrown into because of, like, a public relationship, like this example, which we weren't fighting about it by any means, but we did have some, like, just tough conversations for, like, the future of, like, what are our expectations for each other and stuff like that. And yeah, we realized today, it's like, this is, like, such new territory, and, like, we don't know who to lean on to navigate this stuff. So we just have to lean on each other.
That is, I feel for all of you guys on the phone, Brian, you and Rachel, yeah. Susie, you and Clayton, just all you guys dealing with these public relationships. But y'all had the receipts and people were still not believing the two of you. Like, how does that must feel? Like, your man literally, you know, first and foremost, I'm sure he wants to, like, he doesn't care about the world. He cares about you, right? He wants to make sure that you are, like, comfortable in the same place. Like, knowing y'all have the receipts, how does that feel? Knowing people still are like, nah, that's BS. He did it.
Yeah, we had a few of those comments. And at that point, it's like, okay, you just can't win some people over. But, like, yeah. I mean, and that's the thing is, like, with our relationship and with people's perception of myself and Clayton, like, there's always going to be people that don't agree with me being with him being with me, of each other, like, separately and together. Like, there are always going to be people that just want to hate. And we just have to let that go because, like, we know the truth. We showed the truth simply so that people can, like, just so that people can, like, have that, because we have that peace of mind. So, like, why let others speculate? But, like, to our surprise, we had a lot of people come and, like, defend our relationship.
That's which beautiful.
Like, yeah, like, we really felt super supported by Bachelor Nation. And, like, we've seen some funny jokes, like, where people who've, like, been tough on Clayton in the past, they're like, like, we can pick on our little brother, but you can't pick on our little brother. Kind of
vibe. who can you mention any names who came to your support?
Well, I mean, like, I think I mean, like, Bachelor Nation fans, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, like, people just who, you know, publicly, like, share their
shout
opinions.
Shout out to Bachelor Nation doing some public
absolutely.
Good. Bachelor Nation is behind you. Shout out, fam.
Thank you, guys. We really appreciate it. Yeah, Clayton's here, too, so he's...
And Clay, I mean, I don't know if he wants to come on camera, but how are you doing, bro? I know, like, we really feel for you, man. You've been going through so much, and now this BS comes on your plate. It's like, come on, man. Not again.
I think the biggest thing for me was just, I felt, like I was lucky that I had location services on. I just was like, when I first read it, when it first popped up and she didn't mention names, I thought, oh, this is interesting. And she said, someone said, well, she's in New York. And I was like, I was like, man, I wonder who lives in New York. So I kind of started speculating as well. Yeah. And then all of a sudden she's like, it was Clayton in her comments. I'm like, well, excuse me. I was like, you can't be serious. Like we really like how, and then all of a sudden it's a drawn out thing. And, you know, there's a lot to it. Like I also was interacting with her, on, in the DMs, and I just, you know, as much as I want to say about specifics and how ridiculous it was, I told her, I said, she was like Susie said, she was struggling. She was not ready for the backlash that she was, you know, that she faced. She was naive to it. And I guess, I don't know what I don't know why she decided to do this. I think maybe she thought she'd get off and get a couple extra thousand followers. I don't know what her thought was, but, I will say that I told her, I said, listen, she's like, I'm freaking out. Everyone's, you know, coming after me. And while I wanted to like bury her in one aspect, I was like, you know what? She's still a human being. And she still is like now under fire. And like Susie and I talked about, like, we don't want this girl to do anything extreme. So I just messaged her. I said, you know what? I said, delete your videos and put out an apology. Like, that's the best thing you can do. And she did that. So, you know, for what it is, whether or not I want to sit here, I don't want to question whether or not it was genuine. She did that. She took down the videos and moved on from it. And so I want to give her grace and just at least say, okay, all right. You know, whatever you're
reading wants. Like a true.
That's really big of you guys, man. That's because like most, a lot of people wouldn't have done that. Like you said, they would have buried her. But, you know, you guys saw that she was struggling. And Bachelor Nation can be a little aggressive. I'll just say that. And, you know, coming after her, you know, that I'm sure she was going through it.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Clayton, you just mentioned, and this question is kind of, I'm going to steer to both of you, but Clayton, you just mentioned that, thankfully, that you had your location on. Me, I just switched to iPhone like less than a year ago. I'll say it. I've never had my location on, right? It's just, I've just not had it on. It's not nothing against it. I just have never done it. Why even prove, you know? Because someone's going to ask that out there. Why even prove?
You know what? Because I truthfully felt like if I was silent and when she came out and said it was me, I knew because I was disliked that it was going to catch fire and it was going to catch fire quickly. And I just had a feeling that Bachelor Nation was going to contend like a full on attack me and be like, we don't like this guy. And this falls right in line with something we think he would do. So I was like, you know what? I am not going to let this thing blow up. Like I'm attacking this the second this thing comes out. And because again, like I already have caught enough flack for all the things I've done. And so I know there's going to be a whole camp of people that are going to be like, yep, this is par for the course. And they're going to continue to bash me and our relationship. And I'm like, I'm not having this. Like, that's where I was like with her and with anybody that tries this in the future, I'm like, you better understand, like, I'm going to come after, like, defend myself. Yeah. Like, good luck. I mean, you didn't know I had the receipts this time, but you better believe that. Like, I'm going to have them again the next time after that. I mean, now, granted, I got lucky that my phone tracked my last location because I guess I found out Apple only tracks, like, the last location, doesn't let you look at the whole list. So I was like, well, thankfully it showed me at the gym. And,
of course you're at the gym. Such a
crazy thing. Show me at the gym,
On Friday night.
And, I mean, let's be honest. I mean, Clayton, you're a public figure, man. Like, there was no pictures taken that night. Like, I just found that to be totally odd. It's like somebody would have wanted to have snapped a picture with you in that club if it was you, right? It's like,
or
I don't know.
In the airport, like,
yeah, anywhere in New York.
No way. Like, there's no way. Clayton doesn't, like, you can't miss him. And so, like, we don't go anywhere without somebody people come up to him and then they like turn and they see me and they're like, oh my gosh, you too. But like Clayton's the one that you can't miss. Like he's 6'5". Like there's no way you're going to miss him. So it's just like, there was no trail that could even be possible that. And that's like our mentality. Yeah. We were like, there's no way. We know in our hearts that there's just like no possibility. And even like within our trust within each other, I think we both know to our core, like we are not the type of people that cheat, but people who don't know us and who haven't like had the hearts to hearts that we've had, they don't know that. And yeah, and for me, like why defend it? I do think Clayton has faced a lot of backlash and he's addressed a lot of the things that like have come up in his past, but like he shouldn't have to answer to something that he hasn't done. Like that's sure. not fair, you know? And if anything, it's like, let me just defend, like we can defend this without question. And I mean, it was hard, like for emotionally, it was just tough, not yeah. because of like anything between us, but because of like, we were like, holy cow, like no one warned you for like how to handle like a cheating scandal. Like what? Correct. It's a weird thing. Yeah.
And yeah. then Clayton goes back and tries to be a nice guy and, you know, make sure that the young lady doesn't do anything crazy, right? So Clayton, well, sure, kudos to you, man. Like,
and I'll give kudos to Susie because I kind of had a different mindset and then we talked about it and she was like, you know what, like explained her side of it. I'm like, yeah, you know what, she's still a human being. I had to be reeled in because I was, and I saw it for what it was. And that's where, I mean, I was still stern with her on my last yeah. message.
As you should.
But because I wanted to know, like, I'm not, yeah. I was like, I don't want it. Like, I'm like, I don't want you to think you can just get away with this. Like you slap on the wrist. Like, is that enough? I don't know. Like, this is ridiculous. Yeah. I thought you could do this, but I'll just drop it. Like, let's just drop it. Like, hopefully then you don't try this again. And like, mm-hmm. hopefully whoever, anyone in the future that thinks about it will think twice. And I think a few more location services have been activated now.
Yeah. It seems like your communication is so good and like it's so top notch. Like, can you talk about that, how important that communication is in these tough times? Because I remember when I, like, we were going through it, like there was just so much outside noise, right? And like our thing was, don't let anybody on the outside world ever penetrate that little bubble between you two. You know what I'm saying? Like, how important is that communication for you to talk about anything that's on your mind concerning anything in the outside world or what's being said about you in the media?
We just, like, we've spent the past 7 hours in really deep conversations. Like, we both are very transparent people to fault, probably both of us. And like, we both have, we do communicate, and like, we couldn't be more different and more alike in so many ways. We both value communication, honesty, loyalty. Like, those core values are there for both of us, but we also have different needs and different like expectations, and we're from different backgrounds and different life experiences that have shaped us differently. And we are still navigating like our needs and mm-hmm. our expectations. And today we had a long, like a really long conversation about like external factors. And this was one of them, you know, kind of realizing the people that we can lean on and, in our lives, how we absolutely like have to continue to lean on them. But also we have to remember, like, this is like our relationship is different than my parents' relationship simply because like my dad wasn't the bachelor, you know, nobody knows who my dad is and has any like personal vendetta against him to like bring him down. You know, like there's nobody looking to destroy his reputation or destroy his relationship with my mom. And like, this is just new territory. So we spent today, I mean, this whole weekend, we tried to like focus on each other and check in on each other when we could. And just like, even if it was FaceTiming for 5 minutes in between the reception and then, or the ceremony and the reception when I was working, just to touch base, look at each other in the face and be like, we're good. Like, we got this. I trust you. You trust me. Let's figure this out. And then today, yeah, we, I'm sorry. And then today, yeah, we spent like hours just figuring that out. And like, we are still new together in this. So, we are figuring it out, but I think we are doing a good job communicating, and we both value communication. So we're getting there. And I think it's working. Like we both feel like we prioritize each other as much as we can.
You guys are about to enter a national park.
We are.
So I think that you guys are definitely doing a great job of working on your communication. Absolutely right there. Something that I'm big on is conflict resolution, right? Mm-hmm. When something happens, and I've never had to deal with conflict resolution in a public eye, in a cheating scandal, as of the two of you. How do you guys think that going forward? I know Clayton earlier, you said that, you know, you'll have the receipts next time, you'll have the receipts then, but I feel almost that it's that's an exhaustive thing to have to do. You know, and to give trolls attention, right? This, it seems like The Bachelor has now become, what is that show called? Catfish, right? On the other show.
Yeah.
And so like, how do you guys feel like, what are some things that you guys do for conflict resolution?
That's a really good question. When it comes to this type of situation.
Is it the trolls?
The trolls, yeah, I mean, we weren't sure if we should address it publicly at first because we didn't want to give in to the hype and the, you know, give attention where it doesn't belong kind of a thing. And we did stay quiet for like a minute. And we both, before either of us posted anything, we both inquired with the other. And we were like, do you support this? Am I okay to post this? And we just checked in with each other and just like, and we also just like wanted to navigate it together. Like, dealing with the girl like public or privately with our with those DMs, we did have some conversations about that. Like, do you know, Clayton was like, why are you still talking to her? And I was like, because she's, you know, freaking out right now. And so, but those like that communication and just like honestly allowing each other to like have our needs and have our opinions and voice them without, you know, coming down too hard on each other.
What I'm hearing, it sounds like you guys are a team. You know, you guys are a true partnership and you lean on each other and you speak to each other and you're open and you just, you know, you don't make a decision without the other one's input. So, I mean, that's, in my eyes, what I would love. And I think that's a great thing for two couples to do, especially in the spotlight after a cheating scandal. Thank you guys so much. Also, just a side note for, you know, talking to us. You know, you guys definitely have to, too, talking to us under these circumstances. You guys are trying to, you know, have a wonderful time, the two of you, while on a road trip. So that definitely, you know, is a testament to the two of you guys. So Brian, I definitely appreciate you.
Yes, talking we appreciate family. You guys.
Yeah, thank you guys for letting us come chat and giving us a platform to discuss it.
Well, a platform to discuss it, talking about that, you know, the one thing that would not stop leaving my mind is that this individual swore that 100% this was Clayton, swore 100% that, you know, he's in a relationship, swore that she's breaking up a relationship, swore that this is The Bachelor, but had no problems hooking up with him. Like, what's up with that?
It was super weird. According to her story to me, she didn't know who he was. She just knew that he was The Bachelor or had been on The Bachelor, but she Googled him right after she left the apartment or whatever. And she swore up and down in my DMs that she is like 1000% certain that it was Clayton. And I was like, Clayton, this is the weirdest thing. And that's why I also was like, if she really believed that it was you, then like,
why would she?
Then someone tricked. Well, yeah, why would she? But I was like, if she didn't know that he was in a relationship at the time, I was like, then somebody tricked her, and that's even creepier. But like, I don't know that I believe that narrative. I don't know, but I'm not gonna like state an assumption either way. But yeah, I mean, if it's The Bachelor, like, aren't you? I would think Google his name in the bathroom before you go to his house to see if he's in a relationship.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Seriously, like, seriously. And Susie, I mean, this is actually a question for both of you. Like, what is it like knowing that there are people out there trying to catfish you, mm-hmm. like imitate, like basically acting as if they were you in other states.
If that's true, that's super weird and not okay. Cause we've even talked about it. Like, is that illegal? Like, I would think that's illegal. And also just, I mean, I don't even know how to feel about, I mean, it's not good obviously, but I mean, how do you stop that? Like, if this person was really tricked, then that is genuinely sad.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know if it's like, we don't know. It's totally new territory. And even like, I haven't even had like, knock on wood, Instagram accounts. Like, I haven't had anybody like impersonate me or anything. So yeah, I'm sure it'll come. Yeah. But right now it's like, this is just totally brand new.
Yeah, no, it's really still scary. I mean, you just mentioned that, Mike. You will. I mean, I don't know about you, but I've had multiple people DM me Tinder accounts with all my photos that I'm some banker from Europe or something, and they're just scamming these women, and it's really, really sad. And I know that other guys in Bachelor Nation have gone through this too. I can't be the only one. It's crazy.
Right.
No, it happens. I'm still on the fence of that story, because if she swore after the fact that it was Clayton, I mean, you would think, you look at the person's face that you're sleeping with, you know, like.
Oh yeah. I'm with you like 100%. I guess there's that little percentage of me that's like, in the case that is the truth, that this person was tricked, then I genuinely do have like sympathy and empathy. But it just, the TikTok itself is like, that just seems like you're seeking
attention.
Like, it was within the duration of time that she initially DM'd you for me.
She gave you an hour.
To do it an hour? Like, you were free? What?
And also, Clayton, I mean, I don't know if we even want to like bring this up too much, but like, he recognized one of the usernames of the friends of the girl that was commenting, it's Clayton, I'm her friend, I know for a fact it's him. He recognized the name as somebody that was like heckling him all season.
Wow.
It was somebody that had it out to get him. And Clayton and I talked about it, and it's like, this just comes down to like two people that probably didn't like Clayton. And she even, oh my gosh, like the message she sent me, she's like, I was in a relationship just like yours. And, you know, I was hurt and taken advantage of. And I'm like, I'm not hurt or taken advantage of. Like, Clayton is like literally one of the most incredible people I've ever met and has great communication. He's transparent. He's so loyal and so honest. Like, I've never doubted. I mean, we didn't even share locations like services on our phones, because like, I've never felt the need to. I've never been like, oh, I'm curious where he's at. Like, we've just blindly trusted each other. And like, genuinely, I think we both have that trust in the other, that neither one of us is going to hurt the other in that way. And so for this person, to adamantly again and again try and convince me that it was him. And I was kind to her the whole time, but I was like, I just literally don't believe you. Like, there's first of all, too much evidence to prove Clayton's in Arizona. But second of all, like, I just literally don't believe you. And I believe possibly you believe this to be true, but I don't believe that it was Clayton. And it just, it's like, it's just honestly sad that it seems like somebody had something out against Clayton. And I am proud of him for taking the high road and not like, you know,
me
publicly.
Me too, because Clayton, you better than me, bro.
I know. I am proud of him, because like, it's tough. We don't want to like, you know, we don't want to be cruel, because Clayton's faced a lot. And I'm like, we've both faced some backlash, and, you know, we don't want to see anybody else go through that, even if it's coming from a place where it was like malintent.
At the end of the day, do either of you accept her apology?
I think so. I mean, I'm and I don't know if this is that healthy, but I'm a big believer in like, forgive, don't forget, I guess, you know, like, I can let go of it. But I also feel like it was potentially damaging to Clayton, and like, I adore him and I want to protect him. Amen. So like, I don't know that it's fully mine to forgive, but I mean, I would never like trust her, but I can let go of that in my heart and not like hold that against her. And I also think when people do things like that, I'm like, what are you seeking? What don't you have that, what doesn't make you whole that is making you need to seek that love or attention elsewhere? Because it doesn't make any sense in my head, but like, I'm glad that it doesn't make sense in my head. So I just, that's where I'm like, have that empathy or compassion. Like, even if it doesn't make sense to me, like, thank God it doesn't make sense to me, you know?
Definitely. So overall, has this experience made you two stronger as a couple?
I think so. Especially today has been our first like full day together since everything. And we've just been in a car. And yeah, I mean, we've had like probably the deepest, most like some of the most meaningful conversations that we've ever had. And we've had a lot of conversations. So like today we really touched like, you know, new levels of the relationship and, you know, just really worked at communication and just, I think the biggest thing I think we both learned was like every time we've ever had like an issue or like, insecurity or a struggle in our relationship, it's been from an external factor. It's never been about our relationship. It's like, it's always been like meddling of some sort, you know? So that was a really big, I think, realization today where we were, and it's not that we got through the whole weekend totally fine. And then last night, you know, or two nights ago is when like the deeper conversation started to happen. But, yeah, I mean, we both are invested in making this work and like giving the other person what that person needs to feel secure. But it was just like such a sad experience for both of us, like for Clayton, like I think him kind of feeling like, is this ever going to get better for me? And me also trying to figure out like, how do I support him through this? Like we've, you know, covered a lot of ground and it's definitely made us stronger. How about you, Clayton? What do you think?
Yeah, I think every time that we have conversations like this, when we face adversity, we find a way to overcome it. And I think the biggest thing that she alluded to earlier was we don't like see things the exact same way. We just don't. Like we're different. We're hardwired differently. But I think what we always come to is we always have an understanding of where the other person, you know, what their thoughts are. And for a while, I think, yeah, I mean, there were moments where we tried to convince each other of our narrative or perspective. Like Susie from the jump, yeah, in this situation was like, I want to give her grace. And originally I was like, what? Like this girl deserves no grace. Like she deserves like everything that comes her way and more. And she's like, but Clayton, she's still a human being. Like, you know, like what if she does something detrimental? And I was like, that's her doing. Like she did it. Like nobody brought this on her besides herself. And so I was very, very angry. I'm like, and she's defaming me. Like it's me that she's defaming and slandering. So like, it's my image and she's going to get a couple thousand more followers and walk away, you know, scot-free. And that was the way I saw it, is like, she needs to be held accountable. And so I had this like accountability itch that I'm like, she's going to be held accountable. I don't know how, but like, we're going to like catch her in this.
And I also like was on board with that. I just also was like, we have to like, you know, be careful and be kind. But I also was like, no, she needs to be held accountable. And like, and I was adamant about posting my TikTok because I was like, I need the world to know, like, if it's going to make her look dumb, then that's fine. But you're not going to like, you're not going to make my baby look dumb.
Ooh, okay.
And Clayton, I know you said, you know, people disliked you, man. And obviously, you know, in this world, 100% of the people aren't going to like you 100% of the time, but just know, man, that we are behind you. Bachelor Nation is behind you. And there's so many people out there that love you and love you guys together. So just know that, please.
Absolutely. And I would say in this case as well, Bachelor Nation came through. 100% did. And I used an interview with Bachelor Nation, talked about as people, we are absolutely terrible at math. We can have five people give a comment, right? Two of those comments be absolutely terrible. Three be absolutely amazing. What do we focus on? Two.
Bad, yeah.
You know, and so Bachelor Nation came through. I absolutely love you guys. We do as well. If you guys can get through this together, y'all literally can get through anything. And a big thing, the biggest thing, and I've been told this, it's true in my opinion. If you can go on a road trip with somebody, y'all can go 7 hours in the car together. Y'all gonna be good to go.
Listen, I remember when when Rachel and I first went on a road trip, are we gonna see some karaoke on your stories or something? I wanna hear this. Come on. We gotta hear it.
Sue's already freestyled.
I did. Okay, I did. There we go. There we go.
The world wants to see this act.
It's not postable, but
she can show about 5 seconds of it.
Okay, the best part. That's all we need.
AKA, it's not postable means mom and dad, I cursed. My bad. I'm sorry.
A little bit more beyond cursed.
Wait, what kind of music are we talking about here? What was on the playlist?
Dude's got a potty mouth. She's a vile creature sometimes.
Oh, that's great.
I have a last question for you guys. This is a question that my friends and I ponder on a lot, especially like someone in y'all's position. Do you ever feel that you have to socially, in social media, post about your relationship, post that you guys are happy together, post a picture of yourself together? You know, is that something that in the back of your head is like, oh, we should do this so that people know that we're happy?
That's a good question. Yeah, you can go first.
I was going to say no.
Me too.
No. I mean, honestly, I think after I walked off the show and I was not liked, I realized, well, like at this point, the only people I care about keep like making happy, because the only people I can make happy are my family and friends. And so, you know, Susie likes to post. I was like, let's post when we want to post, but that's it. Like, am I posting because I want people to be like, oh, look, we're on a road trip having fun? No, I mean, it doesn't serve any purpose, doesn't add to my life if I have, you know, 200 people in my comments saying, oh, we love you guys. Like, we appreciate that. We really appreciate that, but that doesn't make or break like whether or not this relationship works, or like, we don't need to prove anything to anybody at this point. Like, the only thing we need to do is prove to each other that we're meant to be for each other.
Yeah. And I agree with that. I haven't felt the need to post that and like to post about our relationship to prove anything. I've been really excited to post. I mean, I love social media. I'm a consumer of social media and I enjoy creating content. Like, I do videos and photos for work. So I have fun like getting to create them, and even just like, Clayton's been such a good model. You know, I make him get in frame and I take pictures of him. So, I mean, I personally enjoy it. I feel like sometimes I have to withhold, because if not, I will like put, like I almost posted like a solo pic of Clayton. He did a woman crush Wednesday for me. And I was like, I should do a man crush Monday. And I don't know. I think maybe sometimes I like withhold from posting because I'm like, oh, I don't want to like spam people with like my love eyes for Clayton. But so far we just post when we want to and for fun. And I think we're excited to post because we had to like be secretive for so long.
Yeah. See, and are you guys more aware when you're out in public? Because obviously, you know, there's a lot of people out there that maybe somebody's taking a quick video of you guys while you guys are having an intimate dinner or whatever the case may be. Like, I just remember when we first got off the show, there was an incident where, you know, me and Rachel were having a brief interaction. Like, I was in a hurry going somewhere and she was working an event, and somebody just saw that our interaction wasn't lovey-dovey or whatever the case may be. And then next thing we know, there's a story on like Us Weekly where a source said that I don't see them lasting. They don't look like they love each other. This is like a business relationship. And it's like, people just, you know, they look at you from a distance and maybe you guys aren't smiling, right? Or you guys aren't interacting the way they think you should. And then all of a sudden they make up these stories. So are you guys more aware of that when you guys are in public?
I haven't thought of it really until like last night. We were at dinner and we were just talking about with his brother. And we were just all talking about like crazy, silly stuff. And then a couple came up to us and took a picture with us. And I was like, oh my gosh, it's so crazy. Like, we're over here talking about like, who knows why. I hope nobody was recording, but you know, just like stuff that I wouldn't want recorded. So we haven't really like let it affect us too much, but I mean, I totally see where you're coming from, but I guess we haven't had that moment yet, I don't think.
Well, I was shaking my head, yeah.
Oh, what was yours?
Well, I just think it's funny, like a little joke we made earlier. I hairspray.
Oh,
I use
my
hairspray
God.
To go to the gym now. Because I never know when I'm about to take a picture and look that
okay.
up.
That's true.
Dude, that is facts. Oh,
I see an ad campaign, man. You want to shout out the hairspray or?
I don't even know how to say it. Tresemme?
Tresemme, yeah.
Is the hairspray on him?
Tresemme. Reach out to Clayton. Reach out to Clayton. Tresemme.
I never used hairspray prior to the show. So, yes, I'm much more aware of, like, I need to be presentable when I walk out in public. I got to have a fit every time I step out.
He looks good. He looks good every time we go out. Like, I go in my normal gym clothes, and he's, like, in the bathroom with his hairspray, and I'm like, who is this?
Who
this? That I end up with?
Who is this? I'm glad you said that now, because just somebody might go into your gym bag, like, oh my God, there's hairspray in here, and think it's not your hairspray. So like, the ridiculousness.
I don't have to carry it around anymore because Clayton's got it.
talking about y'all being in a car and driving, Clayton, we know that you're moving to Susie's hometown, which is awesome. Susie, what are you most excited to show Clayton?
I love going out to eat where I'm from. Like, I'm on the coast, so we have so much good seafood. I've already taken him and brought him to like some of my favorite places down at the beach to eat when he first came right after the show. But other than that, like, it's about to be summer and I love going to the beach. There's a beautiful trail that goes down to the beach close to our neighborhood. So just getting to enjoy the outdoors in these next few months, I think will be really good for us.
Love that,
guys.
Well, I don't want to take up too much of you guys' time. Y'all get to doing whatever you guys have planned out there. Thank you so much for coming on. Love you guys both.
Yeah.
And Susie, is it true? Do you feel that you and Hannah Brown look alike?
Okay, so I never saw it. A few people told me before I went on the show that I looked like her, but the other day I saw a picture that she posted and I was like, oh my gosh. I was like, I look amazing in that photo. And then I realized it was her. I was like, oh, that's why funny. I look so good. So I guess I did see it a little bit there. And like, everyone says it, so I must have a resemblance.
Definitely so.
Awesome. So before we let you guys go, Susie, do you have a gem for us?
A gem? Ooh, this is my gem.
That's it. Enough said. Enough said.
She got all the points. She got all the points right there.
You both are gems. So, guys, we wish you nothing but the best. Love, all the happiness in the world. And we're just sorry you guys had to go through this. But again, like we said, it's only going to make you stronger.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
So yeah, man, just you could tell that, you know, they've gone through a tough couple of days, but, you know, they've had a lot of time to talk about it and it seems like their communication is on point and, you know, they're strong, man. They're strong. And like we said, something like this is only going to make their relationship stronger, bring them closer together. So
it's like power to them. That is what you always say, man. You know, I'm just using the mama mentality, you know, rest in peace, Kobe Bryant, right? Use Absolutely. That mama mentality. Use that ego and all this negativity that people are throwing your way and just turn that to a fire, and, you know, and ignite a passionate relationship that you have. You know, because at the end of the day, nobody else is sleeping in y'all's bed. It's just the two of you.
There you go. Not family members, not anybody in the outside world. That's the thing, man. You just got to keep it in that bubble between you two. You know what I'm saying? Like, ignore the outside noise, and it seems like they're doing a great job of that.
Yeah. Not any randoms from TikTok.
Exactly. Definitely not TikTokers. Absolutely. But all right, Mike. So what's your gem for today, man, before we go?
Oh, me? You going to throw it? Okay. Yes. So my gem for today, man, is we've all heard it before, but God gave us two ears and one mouth for a reason. Sometimes I think it's so important for us to just listen. You know, hear what this other person has to say, hear another perspective, because I feel so often all we want to do is to be united and connect, but we're so passionate about our viewpoints that we forgo what someone else is feeling, and at times we aren't heard, nor are we even uniting. So I think that sometimes just it's best to just listen more.
Yeah. Amen, man. Mine is, I just saw this, pretty inspirational to me. Memories, like something like what Susie and Clayton are doing right now. They're going to remember this forever, right? The first road trip. You know, things that you do in relationships that you're going to remember forever. So at the end of the day, whenever, you know, you're gray and old, you want to die with memories, right? You don't want to die with dreams that, you know, were never fulfilled. So go ahead and create memories in your life, man. That's all I got to say.
Absolutely love that.
And with that being said, man, I just want to thank all of our listeners so much for tuning into today's episode. We hope you enjoyed it.
My bad, Brian. I was, you know, going to go create memories. But to all of our lovely Bachelor Nation family, we'd love to hear your opinions, your stories, your, you know, your insights. So please don't forget to like, comment, follow, message us on social at Talking Out B as in Bachelor, N as in Nation on IG. And as always, don't forget to subscribe to our podcast, listen to us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. And baby, I ain't gonna tell you no more. Don't DM me to hit that subscribe. Love y'all.